air pollution in the Los Angeles basin is stunting the development of children's lungs. A study published in the New England Journal of Medicine finds that the effect is subtle, but it could have lifelong consequences. NPR's Richard Harris reports.
There's no question that air pollution can take its toll on the very young, the very old, and people with lung conditions. But researchers in Southern California wanted to find out whether healthy kids who grew up in smoggy communities also suffer from the bad air. So they recruited more than 1,000 children volunteers from 12 communities with a spectrum of air quality from good to bad. Jim Goderman from the University of Southern California says the children were tested each year at school.
They would breathe into a device called a spirometer, which would measure how much air they were able to expel out of their lungs. And one of the measures that is thought to be a sensitive indicator of lung health is the amount of air that they can expel in the first second after they take a deep breath.
The researchers followed this group of children for 8 years, and they find now that children who grew up in the smoggiest communities did the worst on this test. They were more likely to have somewhat smaller, less elastic lungs.
These deficits affected all children, both boys and girls, and both asthmatic children and non-asthmatic children.
So air pollution is not just an issue for sensitive individuals, but for children in general. And Goderman says the effect is permanent. Once people pass through their teen years, their lungs don't grow and develop anymore.
Starting in the late 20s, we all begin to lose lung function at about 1% per year. So that the kids who already have a deficit to start with are starting at a lower level and perhaps will be at increased risk for adult onset diseases and mortality at a younger age than they otherwise might have been had they been breathing cleaner air during their adolescent period.
The effect is subtle. Upland was the most polluted community in this study, but the high school there still produces track and field stars who would beat out the competition in relatively clean Lompoc. Arden Pope from Brigham Young University says the effect may not be huge, but the scientists did a careful job to measure a real difference.
Would any of these individuals notice it throughout, you know, their adolescent years? Probably not. But would it make a difference down the road in the rest of their life? And the answer to that is maybe. In fact, probably. But we don't know with certainty.
Pope says the good news is that these lung deficits are preventable. Just clean up the air.
The other good news is that we have been making progress in improving our air quality. And what these results suggest is that this is not in vain, that in fact this has positive health effects. The bad news, of course, is that what these results suggest is that there's no sort of magic threshold where everybody's safe from the effects of air pollution.
The results simply show that the cleaner the air, the better. Jim Goderman from USC says that's presumably true whether you're comparing different places or different eras.
I haven't grown up myself in this area back when the air pollution was much worse. I only cringe at what I think has happened to my lungs over this time.
But nobody thought to study childhood lung function back in the days of his youth. And even though the study took place in a region with notoriously bad air, Goderman says the oxides of nitrogen and fine particles that are linked to poor lung function are common everywhere. Richard Harris, NPR News, Washington.